Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody calm down. It's okay. Shouldn't stress you out. It's just once a year. I know a lot of us kind of freaked out about Mother's Day. I forgot again. I keep forgetting it's Mother's Day. There's something about a holiday being on a Sunday that makes you just forget about it. I just don't see, because I think, yeah, Mother's Day, Father's Day, they're always on a Sunday. Father's Day, I forget because my birthday usually falls around Father's Day. So I'm always depressed about turning a year older, or I'm all freaked out about a party I'm having. So, but Mother's Day, it's just, it's in either the early part of May or middle part of May, and it's like, you know, it's okay. Well, when it comes, it comes. And me being mom, in my household, if anything is going to get done celebratory, it's basically on me. You know, so I gotta make the reservations, or I gotta make the meal, or I gotta, you know, plan. I have to remind the kids. My kids have no idea it's Mother's Day. That's okay. I don't really make a big deal about it. Husband, I think, forgot, but it's okay. And I'll know when they remember, because what happens is he drags them out of the house or whatever, and then they go to Target to buy me something. It's like, come on, where are we going? We're going to Target. My kids are younger. Oh, goody, we're getting toys. No, we got to get your mom a gift. What does she want at Target? Mom always buys laundry detergent. Are we getting her laundry detergent? No, not getting her laundry detergent. We have to get her a present. Well, what's at Target? Why are we going to Target? Because it's cheap. So they go to Target. They get a card. They get a gift. I look all happy, and oh, yay me. The episiotomy was worth it. The 3, 4, 5 days of labor and the lack of perky breasts, and I didn't get a lot of stretch marks, but now the central tire that it was all worth it, because you bought me a card that you forgot to fill out for Mother's Day. And then you add on top of that, you got to spend time with your own mom. Now, okay, I love my mom, but now I'm trying to figure out how I want to enjoy my Mother's Day, and you got to be with your mom. Like, what am I going to do with my mom? So I'm like, all right, you know what? We'll take her to lunch. I even put on Facebook, I said, where the heck do we take her mom? So we got a place for lunch. We'll take mom to lunch. Then me, what do I really want for Mother's Day? What I want is I want to sleep in. I want somebody else to feed the dogs and cats. I don't want there being any noise. I want to be able to go potty without there being any interruption. I want maybe the kids to help. I want the kids to help with the chores. And then I really kind of want to be left alone, you know? We talk about that with Father's Day. What do dads really want? Do they want to do a barbecue for the in-laws coming over? No, they want to be left alone. They want to be in the man cave. Okay, I want to be in my mommy cave. That's really what I want. I want the kids to tell me they love me. I want the kids to, you know, ask if the episiotomy has healed yet after 21 years. But for the most part, it's like, you know what? Just, you know, don't fight. I don't want yelling and screaming in the house. I don't want to see any dirty underwear. You know, just do what I tell you. So if you really want to know what your mom wants for Mother's Day, is, you know, it's not a soap on a rope. Now, it's not a flower that's going to die in 2 days. It's the fact that you listen to her. Now, some of you are like, I listen to my mom. Okay, really? Are they? Well, yeah, I listen to my mom over here, aren't I? Okay, well, you know what you want to, you know what you do? Right, if there's something that your mom said, whether it was a quote or some piece of advice, right, write that down, put it in a little frame, put a big heart on it, wrap it up. Look how expensive this is. And yeah, you guys, you get the frame at Target. And just go, you know, mom, this is something you told me 20 years ago. And I know, I don't even remember, but I'll make something up because she won't remember either. This is something you told me 20 years ago. And it meant so much to me. I mean, it really changed my life, and I never gave you credit for it, mom. Now, chances are your mom won't even remember saying that. So you can make something up. I mean, if not, we'll go on the Hallmark website and find something. But, you know, my mom would always say, if you don't like it, lump it, or, I don't know, you make a better door than a window, or, I don't know, she would say, make like a leaf and get out of here. I don't know what she would say. I don't remember. But you know, there was a saying that actually meant something to you. Put it down, frame it. What moms really, really want is to know that you want to spend time with them. Which is why we celebrate Mother's Day all wrong, because like, okay, mom, I guess we're going to take you out, or we're going to cook you a meal. That's not what, you know, that's not what moms want. Moms want to know that you really can't wait to see them. You really can't wait to spend time with them. Or if you really want to get your mom a good gift, is say, you want to know what? We don't spend enough time together. So why not every Saturday we go and have tea? Or a, no, yeah, let's just forget about that. Forget it. Yeah. Yeah. What a work for me and my mom also. So moms want to know they're appreciated. By the way, if you really want to make your mom feel good, call her mommy. I've spoken about this on the show before. Call her mommy. The problem with mom is, you know, hi mom. All we do is call the mom. You know, mom, I need this. Mom, you know, you're acting like you're having dementia. What are you doing, mom? Mom, you know, all we do is, mom doesn't really have that nice ring. And if you go mother, mother's very academic. Mother, if you call them by their first name, they're like, no. I'm the only person in the world you could call mommy. You call me mommy. So call her mommy. Now, mommy, yeah, you're probably like, look, you're in your 40s. You're really going to call your mom mommy? On Mother's Day, it's really cool. They like that. So when you see your mom, go, hi, mommy, and you give her a kiss, and you go, you know, thank you for donating your uterus for 9 months to give birth to me, you know, and making sure the vaginal canal was, you know, all proper for me to come out. We really appreciate it. I think your mom's going to love it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a new study that says the U.S. COVID death toll is actually a lot higher than we've been told. Now, we have been told that of the 32 million cases that we've had in the United States, about, I think, 565,000. There's been about, or maybe about 580 deaths. I'm going to see what the latest numbers are. We're pulling them up. 593,000 deaths. So about 600,000 deaths we've been told from COVID. Now, this number, some of us have taken very generally, not very specifically, because we thought it was overstated. We thought that early on in the pandemic, people weren't being tested, and when the CDC had said, look, guys, if you don't have a test, but it looks like COVID, it's acting like COVID, you can put it on the death certificate. So many patients had a diagnosis of COVID without it being confirmed. And so I last year, I think many of us in the medical field last year said, can that number, even though it wasn't about 600,000 at the time, when it was at 100,000 or whenever it was, can somebody at least do a spreadsheet on how many of them were definitively somebody got COVID, then started having trouble breathing, then ended up on a ventilator dying, those COVID cases versus, or somebody getting a stroke or some, you know, or versus somebody having another illness, testing positive for COVID, dying of that illness, but because we didn't know if COVID had anything to do with it, we're going to put it in the suspicious that it was COVID column. So we've been looking at this number that's, as of today, about 593,000. Gonads, probably an overestimation. But instead, we are being told right now that it is a gross underestimation. This new study says, according to John Hopkins, that their death toll is about 905,000. Actually, this is a new analysis from University of Washington. So the team at the University's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says the undercount globally is even greater than in the U.S. and that the global death toll is approaching 7 million, more than double the official record. So right now the official record is about 3.2 million deaths. They say, nope, it's about 7 million. I can understand that in terms of many small countries or underserved countries, third world countries might not be logging when people die. Some families bury their own family members, and they don't necessarily, you know, have the person go to the morgue and go through, you know, all the process like we do in America. So I believe many people could die and it just doesn't get counted in other countries. In America, it's not supposed to happen that way. But the researchers found that the number of coronavirus-attributed deaths in a given country is largely dependent on the levels of testing. In most parts of the world, deaths that occur outside a hospital setting don't get attributed to COVID because they were likely never tested for the virus. So the analysis by the University of Washington researchers came, showed that it had a higher death toll of excess mortality between March 2020 and May 3rd, 2021, comparing it to a non-pandemic year. And they think that the excess deaths could numerically be attributed to COVID because increases in certain type of pandemic-adjacent deaths, like drug overdoses, were offset by declines in other areas. Flu deaths, they said, were far lower last year because everyone was at home. So some of you might be looking at this going, okay, so wait a second here. How do we know what the true number is? I mean, we won't know what the true number is. And I told you why. We didn't have the tests. Hospitals were overwhelmed. And on top of that, you had a lot of people going to telemedicine originally. I think I have the flu. And then they would possibly have a heart attack or a stroke or something, and we would have no idea if it was COVID or not because, again, they didn't go in. They didn't get tested. And so without a test, you can't know for sure. I don't want to count everything as COVID. There were reports that people would be in a car accident if they tested positive. That would be put on their record as COVID. Now, yeah, I mean, if you tested positive, but you can't say it's a COVID-related death. Unless they're saying, well, the COVID made them hypoxic. They couldn't breathe. They got dizzy. And then they ended up hitting a tree. Then I guess you could say it's COVID-related. Remember police in, I forget if it was in Tennessee or Kentucky, police had to ask residents and citizens to not put signs by the roadkill, by the dead animals on the road that were put to the side saying, you know, this deer died of COVID. Remember they had to ask people to stop doing that because it was distracting and it wasn't very respectful to the dead animal. So, you know, there's been a lot of debate on how accurate the numbers are and a lot of suspicion. There's been that, you know, at the time, there was a very biased sort of attitude towards President Trump and the media towards many political figures. And so when things were going well for President Trump, people thought, okay, here we go. This is the October surprise, and this is what they're going to use to affect the election. And I didn't really believe that because we saw it in other countries. I mean, Italy really didn't have, I don't think, any gain to mess with Trump's election, or, you know, China, or, well, maybe China did, but these other, you know, countries, if Israel and everybody else was kind of dealing with COVID to the degree, I never thought it was manufactured. But the hype has been very debated. The hype has been debated as to really, did we really have to close everything down? What kind of a power trip was this? And for me, as a doctor and understanding public health, I could see both sides. You don't want there to be an unknown entity, and you don't do the proper warnings, and you don't explain to people that their lives could be at risk. But on the other end, that gave the government absolutely no authority to pick and choose which businesses could be open. That was so discriminatory. It was so random. And it ended up killing so many businesses. And then these rules of, well, you can eat outside, but you can't eat inside. And you could have the mask on, but then you could have the mask off. And once you start to see these rules that aren't really consistent, Hollywood can have their, you know, work continue, but restaurants and caterers can't. You lost us. So this is why people got suspicious. Yeah, like, where did this power come from, and why was it wielded the way it was wielded? So then, you know, does the University of Washington have something? Did more people die of COVID than we think? Well, what they're saying is, in any given year, let's say you have 50 to 60,000 flu-related deaths. Now, we still had flu in the 2019-2020 year, but many people, again, didn't get diagnosed with flu because they were going to telemedicine and they would get anti-flu medicine, sounded like the flu. They didn't want to go in and get tested. They needed to save money. So we don't really know how many flu cases we had in the 2019 to 2020. We can guess, but telemedicine exploded last year. Then once people started to get pretty sick, they went into the hospital. Well, they might test positive for flu, but once they tested positive for coronavirus, at the hospitals were told, look, if it's coronavirus related, we need you to put on the death certificate. And I understand that. And when the hospital said, look, or when the CDC said, look, if you don't have a test and it looks like it and acts like it, you could put it on the death certificate. I understand that. But then the numbers to us have to be real. Explain to us that these were the presumptive diagnoses, these were the definitive diagnoses, these were the possible related to or attributed to numbers. But one thing that people did when they looked at COVID deaths is they said, look, if an average of, let's say, 3 million people die a year, I forget what the numbers are, and during COVID, we still had 3 million people die a year, COVID did not raise the death rate. That's what people were saying. But these researchers are like, but look, you have to subtract the flu deaths because we didn't really have flu. You have to subtract the overdose deaths because they went down, although I've seen reports that they actually went up. So when they look at it that way, then that's how they say, you see, a number looking similar now is making up for many of the deaths that might not have occurred, accidents, unless people were driving on the road. So we'll talk about this more later. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The new jobs report is out, and it has disappointing numbers. Only 266,000 jobs were created in April. That's less than half the numbers reported in March. Also, unemployment went up. The Biden administration is going on the defense. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh.
You can't look at it month by month. You look at it over a period of time. Over the last 3 months, we've added about 1.5 million jobs to the economy, which has been great.
Biden says you have to look at the disappointing job growth numbers with some perspective.
All told, our economy has added more than 1,500,000 new jobs since I took office.
In Afghanistan, 25 people were killed when a bomb exploded in Kabul. It went off near a school. More than 50 people were injured. So far, there's no claims of responsibility. This is USA Radio News. There's a manhunt in Texas for 48-year-old Trent Pascal. He's accused of cutting off his ankle monitor and holding a car salesman at knife point. He was out on bail for allegedly murdering his wife. Michael Kitchen and his wife are raising his dead daughter's children.
My wife was assaulted. Our daughter was murdered. And I can only imagine what's going through the children's mind.
U.S. Marshals say the reward for his capture is $11,000. A federal grand jury has now indicted former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and 3 other officers. They're accused of violating Floyd's constitutional rights. Derek Chauvin is also named in a second indictment stemming from a separate arrest in 2017, which also includes a neck restraint. Chauvin is awaiting sentencing following last month's conviction on state murder and manslaughter charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we were talking about patents and pharmaceutical companies yesterday, I was talking about how some of the advancements we have in therapy, and as you see with the mRNA vaccines and other types of immunotherapy, especially when it comes to cancer, is just mind-blowing. One such cancer is multiple myeloma. For those of you that remember, some famous people had multiple myeloma. Yep, Geraldine Ferraro, Roy Scheider from Jaws. And so giving you guys an example of how fascinating the science is and what it could do is we have Dr. Nina Shaw, a professor in the Department of Medicine at UCSF Health, and Cecilia Romansky. Cecilia actually lives in my neck of the woods in Las Vegas, Nevada, and she was diagnosed with multiple myeloma and is going to kind of share with you her path, and Dr. Shaw is going to talk about some of the treatments. Dr. Shaw, Cecilia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Wow. So, Dr. Shaw, tell my listeners about multiple myeloma.
Yeah, so multiple myeloma is a cancer of the blood cell, specifically a particular immune cell that your blood uses to fight infections. And so this becomes a cancer and takes up resources of the other cells. And most importantly, this blood cancer is incurable. So patients go from treatment to treatment for the duration of their disease. So we really need new treatment options.
And I had a couple colleagues in Las Vegas that had it. How often or how common is multiple myeloma that you see?
Yeah, it's actually the second most common blood cancer for adults in the United States. So I'm a myeloma specialist, so and I should just be totally transparent. I'm not getting any money to talk about this Abecma therapy, which we're going to be talking about today. I'm just wanting to raise awareness for multiple myeloma and this treatment, so I'm not being paid by Bristol Myers Squibb. And I'm just really excited that we have something new for this incurable disease.
Right, right. And tell us about the medication. How does it work?
Yeah, so what has just recently been approved is a drug called Abecma, and what it is a patient's own T cells are engineered to specifically recognize and attack their own myeloma cells. So this is a novel CAR T cell or chimeric antigen receptor CAR T cell based therapy for multiple myeloma, and it's the first of its class that's been approved for this disease. So that's why it's such an exciting revolution for us.
It is. I mean, when you look at the types of advancements we now have in terms of being able to autologously, if that's the term I can use, use your own body to help fight, you know, a cancer within your body, it's fantastic. In fact, can that technology later make T cells more resistant to this type of cancer?
Well, the T cells are engineered to fight the cancer, and they're not necessarily
right.
They're not the ones that the resistant cells. But we're trying to figure out ways to make all of these things work better in the future. And I should point out, you know, this is an amazing therapy, but there are some side effects associated with it. For example, this T cell therapy can be associated with something called cytokine release syndrome, or CRS, as well as something called neurotoxicity. And of course, if you have symptoms of either, you should see your doctor. But just having this new therapy, this T-cell-based first-in-class therapy directed towards these cancer cells is something that's really addressing an unmet need for myeloma patients.
Oh, gosh, that's fantastic. Bless you for everything you're doing. Cecilia, all right, my neighbor, Cecilia. I'm sure I've run into you multiple times somewhere. Cecilia, tell us about how you were diagnosed. What were your symptoms?
Yeah, this was in 2005. I was 40 years old, and my symptoms, we had young kids, 9/11, strong fatigue. Like, I've been a healthy person my whole life, and just got to a point where I was so tired and just bone pain. So I just thought every mother in America is tired, so I kind of dismiss my symptoms. So it's really important to listen to your body and know like what's not okay. But those are my symptoms. I'm sorry, what was your second question?
So you were having bone pain. You know, some people will have pain in the ribs, some people will have fatigue. So and being a mom, you know, you can't stop what you're doing for pain.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So that's part of it.
Have you been on Abecma?
Abecma, I took Abecma. It's a one-time infusion. So, yeah, after 13 years of cancer treatments, like Dr. Shaw was saying, it's an endless, you know, you're on chemo treatments and they are myeloma treatments and they, it'll keep the myeloma down or whatnot, but it inevitably comes back. So in 2018, I got the Abecma treatment, which is a one-time infusion, which is just is amazing because everything else you have to go in so often for. It's just exhausting emotionally, mentally. So to have this treatment available for people with multiple myeloma is amazing.
It is. It is. Yeah. And you've been able to be very active now, correct? You hike, you exercise a lot.
Yep. Yeah. Living life. Right. Yeah, for sure. And having kids now, you know, at a point, my prognosis was 3 to 5 years. And, you know, here I am all these years later. So watching our kids, you know, I was just hoping, like, hopefully I could see them graduate junior high, high school, college. Exactly.
No, it's a blessing, Cecilia. I am like crying. I'm like so excited for you. This is, I lost a colleague to it. It's not easy. You know, Dr. Shaw, have they kind of narrowed down why some people, I see a lot of professionals, you know, especially like in the medical profession, get it. Have they looked at what could cause it?
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't know the causative factor for multiple myeloma, and we haven't been able to pull together a specific exposure or genetic, something like that, unlike some other cancers. So it's still a mystery, and that's why, as Cecilia was saying, it's so important to listen to your body. If you have fatigue, if you have bone pain, you know, sometimes we're all caught up in life, but we don't think about why this is happening. But if you notice difference in your activity, it's worth getting it checked out because, you know, this could be something serious. It could be something else. But it's important to have a good contact with your primary care provider and have the subsequent tests that you need.
Mm-hmm, exactly. You know, I know there's a reluctance in a lot of doctors and primary care doctors to order an X-ray, you know, but sometimes, you know, multiple myeloma can affect the bones. And sometimes that's how we diagnose it. That's how I did when I picked it up in my patients. Why does multiple myeloma turn osteoclastic? How does it affect the bones?
Yeah, multiple myeloma cells are very unique in that they produce this protein that tells your bones to eat themselves, basically. And so that's why a lot of people will show up with a fracture, for example, a fracture in one of their backbones or in their ribs, and they'll have this really bad bone pain. So I think one of the important things is, yeah, sure, people don't like to order x-rays, as you said, but for bone pain that's just not going away, mm-hmm. that definitely needs managed, and it's easy enough to do, and we should make sure people get evaluated fully and correctly.
Amen. That's great. In the last minute, Dr. Shaw and Cecilia, where can people find out more information?
Yeah, so if you're interested in finding out more information about this novel treatment, you can go to abecma.com, which is ABECMA.com. And there you can find not only information about this treatment, understand more about it, but also information about multiple myeloma, which I think is really useful for patients as well as your caregiving team to really make sure you make the most out of your journey and feel empowered by the knowledge you gain from there.
Absolutely. And Cecilia, support groups, any information that you think people should look for?
There's a lot of good resources on abecma.com for, but yeah, with me, I got it, my medical team. I was in California. We just recently moved to Nevada, but, yes. New doctor is a great resource.
Oh, fantastic. Cecilia, Dr. Shaw, thank you guys so much for coming on. Thank you for all you do spreading awareness. Can't wait to have you back.
Great. Thanks.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our listeners who wants to be anonymous is looking for a doctor who is, I hate this term, anti-vaccine. But her child is not vaccinated. She doesn't want to vaccinate her child, and she can't find a doctor who will take her child. So let's kind of put this into perspective. This is what the medical landscape is, and doctors are not allowed to be quote-unquote anti-vaccine. And I'll explain that in a second. And but on the other side, doctors really aren't supposed to refuse care to somebody who needs it. So there's what's happening here. So, okay. So when we go through school, we learn about the immunology. We learn about how vaccines work. And it blows our mind. It's fantastic. I think the concept of vaccines and, you know, how we were able to fight polio and smallpox and all that, it's really brilliant. And with my partner who had gone and got a degree in homeopathy, it was very, very similar, where you kind of fight fire with fire. For those of you guys that do hair of the dog to fight a hangover the next day, not that it's ever recommended, but you guys are basically doing homeopathy or almost a vaccine in a way, where you are treating fire with fire. You're drinking alcohol the day after you have a hangover. Nothing I would ever recommend. So it's a multiple century old concept of, if your body is vulnerable to something, strengthen it. Make it strong. I mean, boot camp. Your body gets put through the ringer, so you're going to be more sturdy during or a fight. Or that's, so the concept is something that's very known to us. It's training, you know, it's football. I mean, you're going to have to be tackled in order to learn how to escape a tackle. You know, it's break a tackle. So this is a concept that we've all been a part of. For some parents, the vaccines concern them. Maybe they hear of the one of a million, side effects. Maybe they know somebody who might have had that one in a million chance of a side effect. And parents, you know, for me, who was pro-vaccine and vaccinated children in my practice, my kids got vaccinated, I did have an empathetic ear to parents going, look, you know, look at my baby's healthy. I am so afraid anything's going to happen to my baby. I just can't stick six needles into the baby's leg right now. I'm not feeling it, doctor. I'm not feeling it. And meanwhile, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, but your baby's vulnerable. You know, your baby doesn't have an immune system like maybe some of them had in the past, and we have weird diseases, so this vaccine protects them. But I get it. I get why parents, when my kids had to be vaccinated, did I pray that nothing would happen to them? Did I pray that everything would be okay? Yeah, I did. I mean, you know, doctors are, you know, we're not, you know, just following blindly, you know, some random decree. You know, we understand that there's pros and cons and benefits and risks, and we're going the way of the benefits. All right. But that being said, I was getting patients, and we spoke about this, who said, look, my kid has an ear infection. My kid has a fever of 103, and the pediatrician won't see him. Like, why not? Well, because he's not vaccinated. And understandable, most pediatricians have practices that need herd immunity, because there's kids that might not be able to get a vaccine due to their chemotherapy or their immunosuppression. And so they don't want somebody infecting that child within that practice. But you got a child here with a fever. It wasn't their choice not to be vaccinated. It was their parents. I'm like, you know, if your kid has an ear infection, if your kid has a UTI, if your kid has pneumonia, let's take a look at him. So, you know, there are doctors out there that will see unvaccinated children. Now, will they be their primary doctor? Maybe not. You guys heard in Oregon, there was this doctor that was actually anti-vaccine, the true anti-vaccine, in terms of he was even telling patients to not, allegedly talking them out of it. And one of his patients, after a laceration, actually got tetanus. And I think the patient might have even died. No, he required tetanus and required hospitalization. So in medicine, when you go to a doctor, before Google, you didn't have a lot of medical education. So you are going to somebody and trusting them completely. And if they have personal opinions, those get checked. And the medical boards and the licensing agencies don't want doctors practicing that have these theories that might not follow common medical, the medical grade, the common standard of care. So if you have a Dr. Smith that says, look, if you really want to heal your cancer, go stand outside during a thunderstorm with a pole and get struck by lightning. If you have a doctor saying that, that doctor's not following standard of care. So now we have the topic of vaccines. And vaccines are a hot topic, even within the medical community, because even though we're pro-vaccines, we do, depending on how long you practice, have the occasional person that has a side effect to it, whether it's an adult getting Guillain-Barré from a flu shot, or, you know, a child, you know, maybe getting some rare encephalitis or whatever. So most doctors I know have said there was the one in a blue million case. Luckily for me in my patient practice, never had one. I did have a friend, a doctor colleague, that had a reaction to a vaccine, but didn't change, you know, didn't change our approach to standard of care. So if you have a physician like this one in Oregon, where he might promote an anti-vaccine strategy and then some child gets sick and the parent was at the mercy of the education of that provider, the medical board gets involved. Now, can doctors have personal opinions? Well, I mean, we are allowed to have an opinion on, you know, do we like the color blue? Do we like the color red? But are we allowed to come to work in a bikini? No. That we have to be professional. There's an element of professionalism. Can we do, you know, living in Vegas, can we be nude doctors, topless doctors? No, we can't. Okay, that won't work with the medical board. And definitely wouldn't have worked with my practice. Okay? Don't need people staring at my feet. And then, you know, you can't, you know, tout things that could put people at risk. There's also a lot of debate on those physicians that don't feel birth control is, you know, a part of their religion. And so there's been some debate on, you know, are they allowed to tell patients to not use birth control? So a doctor has been told to keep their religion out of it, to keep some of their beliefs out of it, because you need to practice standard of care. And if somebody is requiring birth control and they don't want to get pregnant, and you are licensed, then that means you are given permission by the board to prescribe, and you do your job. That being said, if somebody doesn't want to prescribe birth control, they could just tell the patients, we don't prescribe birth control here. So we do have that freedom. Same thing with a physician who doesn't like vaccines. They could just not offer the vaccines in their practice. And they could say, look, you know, if you do want to get your flu shot and your vaccines, you could go here. But when a pediatrician who's working with kids, that's usually where kids go for their vaccines, doesn't have it, and might actually talk against them, that's where things get a little sticky, especially if one ends up getting tetanus. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay. Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.